Good morning, lads. How are you, Jerry and Owen?
You start the day with a good energy.
Good morning, Jerry and Owen. How are we doing, lads?
Yeah, good.
Off the Ball Breakfast.
Live every weekday morning from 7:30 on your smart speaker. Just ask Alexa to play OTB Sports Radio.
There's no f***ing filler.
Roll on March 9th. Indeed, the league kicking off tomorrow. And joining us to have a little preview of that at just past 10 to 9 is Scarlett Heron from Shamrock Rovers and Piemont captain and Quiggig co-host Karen Duggan. Guys, you're very welcome. It's very nice to have you here. Karen, this is an unusual setup to our normal one. Pearl was chatting there about how Shells are embracing their new coaching ticket, that they're soaking up everything that they're learning. They've made some great signings during the season break. Are they your potential pick outside of Piemont as some of the biggest competitors you're going to have?
They're nearly my potential pick, including Piemont. To be honest, I was looking at their squad yesterday and the depth that they have, the starting 11 that they have, I think the Roman McLaughlin is a huge signing for them. Getting Jess Garrigan back, obviously, sorry, Scarlett, she adds another string to their bow in terms of like just having another leader on the pitch. Those games that they lost last year that they shouldn't have lost, and maybe having someone like her back would kind of egg them on to go that one step further this year. And obviously they've been so successful over the last four seasons that going away with no silverware last year would have hurt them a lot, and given them new motivation. I'm hoping that they're so stacked that they have difficulties finding the right team in gelling, because that's kind of what I'm clinging to at the moment, because on paper they look like a frightening outfit, to be honest.
Mm. Scarlett, you know a little bit about that in terms of being a team that's bringing a lot of new players in and finding the right balance and gelling. In terms of how you're going so far in pre-season and looking at the games tomorrow, how is the setup looking at Shamrock Rovers?
Yeah, I definitely think it's different from last year. Obviously, we lost a good few players in the off-season, but as Karen was saying, sometimes having a big squad can kind of hinder a team in a way in terms of actually gelling and getting your formation in place, getting your team in place and your starting 11. So I think it's been very good. Like, we're definitely a closer team than we were last year. And it's been really good, the pre-season so far. I think everyone in the league's just really excited to get going again tomorrow. Obviously, there's been some movement in the off-season, new managers coming in as well. So it'd be really interesting to see how the league goes. And just overall, like, another season of football is just really exciting.
Yeah, five new managers in the league, which is quite a lot to adjust. And it kind of leaves us in a situation where we're not totally sure what the setup is going to be like, because it does take a while to adjust. You have some big names in there, such as Tommy Hewitt going from Athlone over to Sligo Rovers. He was quite interesting chatting to him at the league launch, saying that he thought Athlone could be the ones to go on a title run this year. He was also claiming credit for said title run if they do go there. Karen, you played against them at the weekend, and I know we touched on it in Quiggig during the week, so I'm not going to make you relive it too much because that would just be cruel. But for you, outside of, say, most people tipping Shells, who are the teams that you think are most worrying?
Athlone and Galway, to be honest. I feel like in terms of how balanced they are, and when we played Galway at the back end of last season, there's so many young girls, they had absolutely no fear. And, you know, Pearl talked about being a sponge there. You could tell that they were so well coached, and they're going to have another preseason under their belt. So for me, Galway are a team that I think will take a lot of big scalps this year. And then, yeah, I think Athlone will be in the title race. I think, yeah, Tommy made a great start with them, but Kieran Kilduff is taking them to a new level. And they've made some really good signings. Girls coming down from the league in Northern Ireland have just kind of bolstered their squad. Obviously, they lost Dana Sheriff, who's a huge loss, but I think you'll see the likes of Chloe Singleton playing more advanced and getting on the score sheet more, and they'll be creating more opportunities as well. So for me, it's Athlone and Galway are kind of the ones to watch outside of, we'll say, the teams who have traditionally competed. And for some reason, I include Shamrock Rovers in that just because of how big a name they are. But it's Athlone and Galway are the fixtures I'm kind of looking at with a bit of trepidation in terms of not knowing what to expect.
Well, what do PMAT need to do to back up their victory from last season, Karen? And then to ask Scarlett, what do Shamrock Rovers need to do to win this season?
Yeah, that's a good question. It's hard to know because last season was just, it was just so, it's like nothing I've ever experienced before. The way that like everything gelled together, the energy that everyone brought, you know, we were pretty lucky in terms of squads not getting injuries and stuff like that, and the buzz that we created was really, really special. So it's going to be hard to replicate it. I think that all we can do now is, you know, take pride in the standards that we set for ourselves and try and make them the norm. We felt like we really let ourselves down last week in the President's Cup, so hopefully that's going to kick up the behind that we need to get back to those levels and just get back to playing together really well as a collective, because I think that's what was the difference last year, was we didn't have like a huge amount of like superstar people standing out, top goal scorers and stuff like that. It really was about the collective. So I think that's the thing that's special about PMAT as a club, and hopefully we can translate that onto the pitch. We've had a difficult pre-season in terms of injuries and illnesses and disruptions, but this week in training has been good, and hopefully we've put all that behind us now. We've an away trip to Cork to kind of get us going before we have to face into Shelburne, and Cork are an improving team, so I think not taking anything for granted will be huge for us as well this year, because I still feel like we're a little bit of an underdog and we need to have that attitude and go in willing to fight for our lives like we did last year.
Scarlett, what do Shamrock Rovers need to do to win this season?
Yeah, I think just on Karen's point there, I think last year PMount were just exceptional in every game they played. I think a lot of their results came with sort of last minute winners or like sort of digging out results when they were backs against the wall. And I think that was the sort of cutting edge they had last year that maybe they didn't have in like the year beforehand. Yeah. And I think that's the most important thing really in a team this year that will go on to win the title. It's sort of those tight games where it's 1-0 backs against the wall, as I said, or it's 0-0, you're looking for a late goal. It's really being able to dig in and to sort of come together and find that winner, or to hold on to a 1-0 lead. And I think those are the ties that I think last season, I think we had about 5 draws in our away form. So we dropped about 10 points away from home just purely on draws, not even losses. So I think they're the ones, the nil-nils and the 1-1s. We just need to dig deep and try find some way to break through the other team and just try get the 3 points. Because at the end of the day, it's a 20 game season. It's very short, like it's home and away once. I think in previous years there was maybe 27 games. So I think in a year like this, you can't really afford to drop points, even in the early stages. If you lose one game, like you could see yourself dropping down the table very, very quickly. So I think it's really about those tight games are the most important thing. And obviously, like the league's improving so much. Teams like Treaty have come up really well in the last few years. And I think it's just a really, really competitive league. And there's no easy games. And like you can't really estate that enough. Like there's really no easy games this year.
So 2009-2013 were my 4 years play with Cork City, and I found it a slog. The away days were a slog. Leaving Cork at 8 a.m. to go to Dublin, stopping on Portlaoise on the way for chicken and pasta at 10:30. Grim. Where do you get the drive to do the away days? Like it has year on year. Like it has to grind.
Yeah,
you can be honest, girls.
The nervous laughter from Karen.
Yeah. Yeah, no, I mean, it is obviously harder. We're lucky enough in Dublin, we've less trips, but I think you just sign up for it. At the end of the day, we are the top league in Ireland. And at the start, you know, the years you were playing, it wasn't given maybe the same spotlight that it should have. But we're at a point now with women's football generally in this country where everyone is driving on and everyone is training more nights a week and everyone is striving to get to that professional level because we've seen the success that the national team has had, and we want to kind of reap the rewards of that on the ground where the work is actually done. So I think if you're playing National League, you know what you're signing up for. Whether there's one more year left in people or 10 years left in people like Scarlett, you do it because I think there's a lot of girls in the league who have a huge amount of ambition as well of potentially going professional or breaking into the Ireland squad. If you're not doing that, it is harder a little bit at times to do.
So when you're on the way out the other side, which I was, is what you're saying?
It did get harder when you're on the other way out. But again, then you'll have a year like PMANT had, and you'll kind of be like, yeah, there's life in you yet. Or like Shell's had the year that they won it in the last year, and there's always something that kind of reels you back in.
So which game are you looking forward to most?
Usually it's Shells because of the rivalry that we always have. It's coming a little bit early in the season for us this year, I think, just based on how preseason has been a little bit disrupted. But then those kind of games, sometimes it doesn't matter who's best prepared or who's fittest. It's just about who can get in each other's heads on the day and stuff like that. So I think it's the same for a lot of people. It's against Shells. The Shells are the team that you kind of look at and you're thinking, oh, I'd love to get one over on them.
Have you found the TG Cahir coverage helpful?
Definitely.
Yeah, certainly, yeah.
I think it's brilliant. And even with the underdogs last year, I thought it was just really good for the league and just promoting the women's game. And it's even with the World Cup last year, like it's brilliant just to see the coverage that the league's getting even. And I think it's really important now that we all push on and try to get the attendance levels up. I know there was a few record attendances last year as well, just with different teams getting home attendance records. It's brilliant. Like, and I think TG Cahir have been really, really helpful with that. And like the league has to just thank them for it. And obviously the collaboration of the league's brilliant, and long may it continue, I suppose, coming into this season.
Yeah, and I think a lot of elite teams can learn from what Rovers did last year in their first year. It was Rovers that set those attendances, and they made the push to get the underage girls in, to get schools in and to engage with people in the community. So I think that's where you're still at in terms of women's attendances. You still need to reach out and try and get the whole club involved and reach out locally. But yeah, that's been a major boost, I think, for the league, because straight away when Rovers came in, it was like, you know, competition there. Shells, we're the biggest. And Rovers being like, no, we're the biggest. And then Bows are kind of saying, well, what about us, you know, in terms of attendances and stuff. So Athlone are brilliant as well. They bring great support. You saw that in the FAI Cup final. So yeah, it's on the way up, but definitely more can be done in terms of trying to get people out to the games.
I know Treaty are looking to break the record as well this year. Ciara McCormick taking over there, and she's very eager to make their attendances go up a little bit. Jenny, do you have something that you wanted to check in with there?
I was just going to say that not in relation to the attendances, but I'm playing in like the league below the Women's National League. It's the Premier One League, and what's been brilliant, I think, is the more coverage that we're getting to see, you know. And I think that's pushing on some of the girls in the league that I'm playing in, and has given them maybe or opened their eyes to maybe the opportunity to actually get into the Women's National League. And as we were chatting earlier, I was part of the underdogs last year for women's football, and one of the players from my team, Kira Smith, she was playing with us in Terranure and on the underdogs. She's now joined Bows. So I mean, it shows that the level is also improving as well from the grassroots up, and it's really great to see the standard is so high. And that, I mean, I think it's great. It's inspiring a number of girls, even on my team, you know, to try and push on and maybe move into the Women's National League. And this is a very exciting time for women's football. But would you have any advice for any girls or women who are playing football like at this level, the Premier One, the one below the Women's National League, to get into the league, and or what they need to do to push on?
I just think it was really good to see the likes of Ciara Smith come into Bohemians at the start of the year. Like, I watched the underdogs game last year, and I thought she was exceptional and sort of one of them players we'd say, yeah, like she's well fit for League of Ireland standard. And I think it just shows that there is opportunities there for girls like in that division and for girls in general just to push on and try break into a League of Ireland team. It just shows that it can be done. It was brilliant for Ciara to have that opportunity, and I'm sure she's settling in well. We played against Bows a few weeks ago in pre-season, and she was really, really good as well. And I think just based on the advice that you just said there, I think it's just really just trying to break in and just trying to work as hard as you can, because there's chances there, and there's loads of spaces up for grabs. And I think once you get into that environment, you can really see yourself sort of progressing, and sort of there's potential in lots of girls in that division. I know the finals are live streamed on YouTube and different things, so like there's definitely opportunities to see the girls play as well, even to get more attendances to those games as well, because I mean, getting local girls into Terranure and the likes is brilliant as well for the progression of the game in the country. So
Very good advice there from Scarlett. Karen, we shall wrap with your Mount Rushmore shouts. I had to put Emma Byrne on it on Monday and say nice things about her, which was a little bit painful, but who would make...
I'm not doing that, so...
I didn't expect you to be fair. But who would you put on your Mount Rushmore?
I suppose the obvious ones are Katie Taylor and Sonia O'Sullivan, just kind of Sonia growing up. You know, she was it, you know, she was the female athlete. And then what Katie Taylor has done over, you know, almost like the past 10 years is, I don't know if we'll ever see it again, the effect that she's had on a sport and on the nation. My football one is, and will always be, Niamh Fahey. She is, I always say, favourite player I've ever played with. She's only a couple of years older than me, but I always looked up to her growing up. I think it was the fact that she was a dual sport player as well, and she had the GAA, and I was like, well, if she can do it, I can do it, because it was frowned upon, to say the least. But also, I just don't think she gets enough credit. I mean, she won her first WSL title in 2011, and we're in 2024 now, and she's still captaining a WSL team that are doing really, really well. And the progression of the league itself, the WSL league from 2011 to where it is now, they're not really comparable, and for her to still be a top player in that league, I think it's a testament to her character, because she has had like injuries and stuff as well, but also just to the talent that she possesses. For me, she's just had such an impressive career and is so underrated, even though I would talk about her every day and the opportunity.
Definitely an underrated player. I think that's something that came out whenever we were doing this initially. She wasn't the first name that sprung to mind, but the minute that Emma Carroll, who's producing it...
I think
that was
because things are changing and she's not, you know, the social media type of athlete that a lot of the younger girls are coming up, and she wouldn't be pushing herself in that way. That's a little bit part of it, why, you know, they're not part of the conversation as much as some of the new girls coming through.
Mm. And Scarlett, quick word to you as well.
Yeah, I was thinking about this. Niamh Fahey is a great show, especially being a dual athlete, I think. We're going to see less and less of that, as you touched on at the beginning of the show. But for me, I go with Emma Byrne, just an unbelievable athlete, an unbelievable person as well. And obviously, as Nathan was saying earlier, the 2017 Liberty Hall, she was a big part of that. And just like Champions League winner, and she's on the front of the Emirates. Like, you can't really argue with much of that. But for me, it would be Emma Byrne. But there's just so many that you could choose from. And it's so great, like, even for young players coming up, there's so many people to aspire to in women's football and in sport as well. So,
very good choice. Scarlett and Karen, thank you very much for joining us, and best of luck in your respective games tomorrow. So just for anyone who is wanting to know what the fixtures, Shelburne are taking on Sligo Rovers, DLR are taking on Shamrock Rovers, Cork, as Karen said, they're going to take on Peamount, Wexford are playing Bowes, and then Athlone are taking on Galway. So definitely do keep in tune to the league this season, because it's going to be good, and hopefully we will see a couple of players break into Eileen Gleeson's squad as well.